And we're back on Inside the Numbers. Let's go ahead and take a look at Sunday NFL playoff action. We're going to start out with the Bills and the Jags. The Jags won the AFC South despite losing their last two regular season games. They're going to host the Bills on Sunday in Jacksonville at the AFC wildcard game. Now, Mike, in our production meetings, you told me that the Bills had like a 13% chance of even making the playoffs headed into the final regular season. But the Bills, they got the win they needed down in Miami, and the Ravens lost at home to the Bengals on a last-minute touchdown pass from Andy Dalton. So the Bills are in at 9-7. They're heading down to Jacksonville, but guess what? When this game is played, the Bengals, who are at home for the playoff season, they're going to be able to eat a lot of wings because there's a restaurant in Buffalo that sent the Bengals almost 1,500 chicken wings, celery, sauce, blue cheese, the whole works, thanking them for getting the Bills into the playoffs.
That's right. And the reason the Bills had, by computer standards, a 13% chance to make the playoffs was that game was played in Baltimore. And the Bengals won, and Baltimore was a double-digit favorite. So they did what they had to do in Miami, and then the Bengals helped them out. And that shows you how even when the Bengals had a tough year, the AFC North is so competitive, the Bengals knocked off the Ravens. Jacksonville, Coach, they give up just under 17 a game. But in Week 16, they showed a little chink in their armor. The Niners put up 44 points on them. On paper, Tennessee and Buffalo are the weakest teams in the postseason. Add to the fact that the Bills running back, LeSean McCoy, is banged up. He may not play, and he certainly won't be 100%. Buffalo, they only average 19 points a game. We should be looking at a defensive standoff here.
We should be, but now just from a history standpoint, let's remember that this is the first time the Bills have been in the playoffs in 18 years or 18 seasons. Their last appearance was back in 2000, and it was the game that had the Music City Miracle, that controversial ladder on the kickoff return right at the end of the at the game caused them to lose. But now the Bills haven't won a playoff game since 1995. In back in the early 90s, they went to four straight Super Bowls, which is phenomenal, but they haven't won a playoff game in over 20 years. The Jags, they haven't won in the postseason since 2008. They haven't hosted a playoff game since 2000. So both of these teams, they're in unfamiliar territory.
Bills and Jaguars aren't the names we think of when it comes to NFL playoffs, so you're right. They're both in uncharted territory. Last year, the Jags were 3-13. Buffalo only won 7 games last season. The Bills had a great run, as you mentioned, in the 90s, when going to 4 straight Super Bowls. They lost all 4 of those, but still, it's a great feat. Jags are only 1 of 4 teams never to play in the Super Bowl. The other 3 teams are the Browns, the Lions, and the Texans.
Right. Well, most people are going to predict that the Pats or the Steelers are going to represent the AFC. And the NFC more wide open now that Carson Wentz is out for the Eagles. Pittsburgh and New England, you know, they do look like the class of the AFC. But Jacksonville finally has a team that's built for the postseason. They can run the ball, they can stop the run, and they pressure the quarterback.
That's right. They're built for the postseason. They came into the league in 95. So in 96, year number 2, they made it to the AFC Championship game. They made it to the championship game and again in 99, but they haven't been to the Super Bowl so far.
Yeah, Jacksonville hasn't had much success since those years, but maybe this year they can make a run. I know they're capable. I mean, in October, they went up to Pittsburgh and they beat the Steelers 30-9 at Heinz Field.
Yeah, and that win at Pittsburgh was no fluke. The defense forced Big Ben into a lot of turnovers. If Jacksonville gets past the Bills, they're going to have more than a puncher's chance. They'll be an underdog, but they'll have a chance. Some trends to look at, numbers. The trends all lead to the Bills. The Bills have covered 5 of the last 7 meetings in Jacksonville. The underdogs covered 5 of the last 7 matchups. But I don't see Buffalo putting up enough points to win this game.